Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you. Hey you crazy motherfuckers, welcome back to another edition of Crazy Truth About Swinging. I'm the host with the most, Colin. I'm here with the lovely, lovely, and slightly forgetful Miss Amanda.
Slightly. Hey.
So, and we're here to tantalate and go from there. This is season seven, episode 298. We're so fucking close to 300. I can taste it. Anywho, we're pretty excited and we're ready. We're back. We've been on the road. We're back. We're ready to talk and have some fun. And hope you are too. Quick shout out to our sponsors first and foremost. You know where you're going to see a lot of our sponsors at? Do you?
Where?
Crazy Winter Nights. Just saying. You should be there too. You'll be there. But you listening should be there too. So Motor Bunny, don't trust your clitoris to anything or anybody. Make it the best. Only the best deserves to touch those special lips. Soft and subtle, but can take a pounding. Anywho, MotorBunny.com. Check it out today. You can get $50 rebate just by going and buying one of the machines online. You can get the original or the new Buck. And don't forget, you can see Miss Amanda getting off to the Buck on our Casbah Pornhub page. Also, if you want to know what's going on in the world today. If you go to Casbah Pornhub, there's the video you made of you riding, trying the Buck out and jizzing on the machine. Jizzle, jizzle. You glazed the Buck. Anyways, if you want to know what's going on in the adult world as well as the lifestyle, there's only one place you need to go, one source for all your news, ASNLifestyleMagazine.com. 3 million readers can't be wrong. Make it a habit to read each and every month's new edition as it comes out. Don't forget, you can still vote, kids. ASN Lifestyle Magazine Awards. .com every single day now between the end of April, you can vote, and you can vote for us, Crazy Winter Nights, for Best Trade Show, Expo, Convention, and Best Adult Takeover. We would love your support. And we've got all kinds of friends running for different other offices within their, not offices, their awards. But we need more hardware. We're going to be at the awards show. We're going to go live so we can bring you there with us. And yeah, absolutely. That's right, Courtney. And don't forget about Cole's calendar. If you want to see my junk in sexy positions, you'll let me know right away so we can get pre-orders taken. So, yes, there will be a Dirty Santa and bib overalls. Finally, hey, you know what? Speaking of meat, top quality meat, even top quality meat needs some rub. Thank you. I'll be here all day. SmokinMeatsBBQTreats.com. Let me spell that for you. Shall I?
You shall.
SmokinMeatsBBQTreats.com. You can get one of their six delicious flavors and make sure everything you put in your mouth tastes good. And don't forget, coming soon, we'll have our very own Casbah special blend that we'll get on their website or from us. And you'll want to get that. It's our special meat rub. So every little bit, every time you take a bite with Casbah special blend, be like putting my meat in your mouth. Anywho, having said, I check him out today. Now, we're just talking because last night, see, here's a unique thing with how we do things. And we're kind of punchy and tired because we've been on the road. We've been moving and shit going. And so we were talking because all weekend long, luckily, being at a porn convention, we didn't fuck. We hardly touched each other.
Right.
Nothing sexual. I mean, we gave like compliment handshakes, pat on the backs, but no, nothing sexual. So we got home last night. And of course, when you're at a sex convention for the entire weekend, you tend to be horny.
You were.
I was. Mm-hmm. You weren't, but you laid there and played nice. So it worked out. No, you were horny too. You got off. And so I was just talking about before we went on the air. I want you to stay away from this part since you don't remember the other part, that how I tried to be adventurous and like extra spicy. And you shot me down. And you have no fucking clue at all what I'm talking about. No. None.
I don't remember.
Okay. Now, according to her last night, things were much more memorable. Let's put that out in play right now. Just saying. Did you come last night? Well, first of all, wait, stop. Do you remember fucking?
Yes.
Did you come last night?
Yes.
Was it good sex?
Yes.
Okay. Quality, top quality sex. Good, hard fucking felt good, got off. Even squirted a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so when it's like this, like talking to a fucking somebody who's drunk walking through this. And do you remember how it started? Because you had taken a shower and you were all clean, you were going to bed.
Oh, I remember when. Yeah.
Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah. I remember now.
Yeah. And you even started off by saying, you know, I didn't put any medicine on it, but, you know, you said, oh, is it going to work? And you're like, absolutely. You just got to, you know, foreplay, lick it. I was like, okay. And so I did, and you fought. She didn't want to squirt because you didn't want to make, because you didn't have a pillow down, or a pillow, a bucket down. And so so you're like, I don't know. And so then we fucked, right? And that was pretty good. You came then, remember, right?
I remember now.
Yep, right, yep, nope, yep. And, but we're going to walk everybody else through the process, because the irony of it is you seriously had no clue a few minutes ago.
No.
And so I like flipped you. Mm-hmm. It wasn't you going, hey, let's change this. I was like, flipped you. I'm like, bro,
and you didn't literally flip me. Well, I know. So let's do doggy.
I didn't treat you like a pancake or anything. But it was like, right. Hey, but kind of going, like, what are you doing? I'm like, flip over. And like, oh, okay. Right. And because I do this oh so very fucking often.
No, you don't at all. Well, I mean, ever. You like once or twice.
Yeah. We've been together 32 years. So, right. So this is how memorable this was. So we've done whole shows on this and the fact that we don't do this. But you were fresh out of the shower. Uh-huh. Right? Remember that? And so you're getting up on all four and wagging your little fucking butt. Right? And I felt you're like, wait, what are you doing? What are you doing? Wait, what are you doing? And what did I do?
You licked my ass.
I went to lick your asshole.
No, you
because
licked it.
I did, because you were all clean and it was all you were fresh out of the shower. And not, you know, trying to really spice it up, something totally different. And do you remember what you said to me?
Yes.
Tell the folks at home, listen, what you said to me for my attempt at getting things even, you know, like.
I said, don't, that's gross.
You said, wait, what are you doing? What? I'm like, well, like, ew, you're taking a chance. No, that's, don't do that. That's gross. Okay.
That's not my thing.
At first, as you were looking, it was like, ew, what? You know, it kind of looked like I was trying to stick a firecracker up your ass because you were like, ew, what? Ew. The best part of it is that in less than 24 hours, when I said it, when I started talking about it, you had no idea.
No, I forgot.
At all.
I forgot.
That was memorable as hell. I'm really excited to try some other new things in the future, just hypothetically saying. So,
it wasn't the first time you've done it.
No, but I was trying. I was like, well, you know, it's a shower and trying to fucking make it something added extra hot and special. And, yep. You know, porn girl and doing something hot and extra special and whatever. And
you didn't ask me to pee on you.
No, you didn't. And a lot of people had this weekend. But, you didn't jump around. But you were kind of like when you, like, you know, if the dog runs by and you, like, swat him on the butt because his tail's up and it pops him on the butthole and he's, like, kind of, like, tries to turn himself. He's like, ah! That was kind of the response I got. You twist.
So you
that
hit
could
the
explain.
Dog in the butthole very often.
I've swung him on the butt, but his tail's up, and so yeah. I mean, I don't aim for it except with the water bottle sometimes, just to make sure it gets his attention. But that's a totally different thing. But the thing is it's funny because you kind of that could be why your arm and back hurt today. You might have pulled something when you were contorting in pleasure, or whatever that was. Just saying. So yeah.
Could, because my arm hurts.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe if you just sat there and gave it a shot instead of fucking trying to. You almost kicked out. It's almost like a wrestling move. Like you did a reverse frog on me. I kicked your legs out.
Well, I was almost going to stop you altogether until we flipped over.
Yeah, so that was good to find out afterwards. Like, yeah, that was really great. I thought I was going to get sick. Awesome. Perfect. Sweet. Yeah. So I'm pretty excited for tonight. Can't wait. Yeah. Well, handshake and way to bed we'll go. good night, pleasant dreams. Pat, pat, pat. No, I'm just kidding.
Kinda.
But yeah, that's how I'll just stick a stick up your ass instead. When you're drunk, you like a good dicking in the butthole.
Yes.
I thought sober and clean, something, but you know, whatever. It's okay. It's all good.
But you never know if it's actually really clean or not.
I'm trusting after 32 years, and knowing you that you actually, when you shower, you don't miss spots like your ass. You're pretty diligent about.
No, I know I cleaned it, but you don't know how clean. There's always a chance there could be something. I don't know.
I just trust you after all these years because I love you, and I didn't figure you'd actually poison me with something, you know.
Up my ass?
Up your ass. Well, I wasn't going up. It wasn't like I was going to go fishing. I wasn't going to go digging around in there to see what I could find. How deep can I go? Oh, I wasn't noodling in your butt.
No, you weren't. Know,
just trying to give you a little added little fucking. And I should have been a dick and tried to kiss him before I went to bed, but I didn't. So, but I did think of that when I went back in my house. I had to do some shit. I was like, I should have been an asshole and gave her a kiss, but, you know, I've been an asshole. Yeah! It was just that. So let's not talk about your butthole anymore. Let's talk about Exotica, shall we?
We shall.
Because we actually had a booth. I'm no longer finishing my day. Awesome. We had a booth. We've been to Exotica's. This was our third Exotica. This is the first Exotica where we had our own booth, mm-hmm. where we were part of the pimping crew, right? Well, we were pimping products, we were pimping Crazy Winter. It was where we were really kind of getting the first initial national release for Crazy Winter Nights, and obviously we had Honeybee and her kind of coming out party in the adult world, and you, and we had cool retractables, and we had fucking.
We'd ordered postcards that advertised for Crazy Winter Nights.
Yes, we had.
Some porch pirate decided that they wanted it.
First time in 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I hope they enjoyed the postcards, all 1,000 of them.
Dickheads.
So we had to make photocopies, and we cut them all before we left.
Yeah.
We had them all ready to go. They didn't look that great, but they didn't look bad.
No.
Than nothing.
We on the fly, we adjusted, and we were good to go. And look, Exotica, if... I have to tell you, everybody listening, if you've never been to an Exotica, they have them every year in Chicago, in Miami, in New Jersey, and Washington, D.C. You need to go to one because they're cool. Mm-hmm. It's like you're entering this whole different world. You will probably see – I don't think there's anything you won't see at an Exotica. There's not like sex going on the floor or anything like that. But in terms, no. I mean, you'll see all parts of the lifestyle, all parts of the adult world represented. And it's, if you think you have know all parts of it, you'll be blown away because you don't. And there's they always have a dungeon and they have, you know, there's vendors all over the place. And it's really very fucking cool. But I highly recommend going to it. It's a ton of fun to go to one, walk around, spend a day, meet your favorite porn stars, meet, you know.
There's, yeah.
Thank you for that deep commentary. there's current stars. There's always legacy stars there. So, like, I got to meet Jenna Jameson, which was fucking cool. And Christy Canyon.
Stormy Daniels was there.
Yep, Stormy Daniels.
I saw her once, but they rush her in and rush her out. And
yeah.
She's pretty secure.
And it was cool because we're friends with a lot of people that are other people, obviously, that are in the adult world like we are, but also ones that are like legacy folks who have a shit ton of connections. So like when I got to meet Jenna Jameson, I got to fucking, you know, not just do the typical tourist, you need one picture and leave. I actually got to talk with her, you know, we got to stand there and talk with her and stuff like that. So that kind of shit was really fucking cool. And, you know, and there's a shit ton of current stuff, you'll see every type of product. Oh, my God. It's everything under the sun there. Lubes, oils, some of the shit, you know, beard care. I mean, you name it. It's there. A lot of other.
That was a really annoying booth.
Yeah, that was one that didn't stay the whole time.
There was clothing, lollipops. The one big stand was owned by a mom and dad and had their two sons and daughter and son-in-law, and that was fucking amazing.
It's fucking huge. A dungeon, you see all the cool, like some of the vendors that we've had. Thekinkyshop.com was there. And
you have different models, playmates. We were in the swinger corner.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we were in the lifestyle side. You have strippers, they got music thumping all over. They've got a contest going on, seminars going on. So where our booth was this time, you couldn't see the main stage from our booth, but you could hear it, mm-hmm. and it was fucking rocking. I mean, they have stripper contests, and this one, someone was like fire spinning and shit like that. These girls are just going, it was insane. And you hear the crowd just going fucking nuts. And Chicago is big. The Chicago show is fucking huge. Mm-hmm. Like, there's like 40 or 50,000 people went through there. It was massive. I took my gummies to make sure that I would not get sick and not get the crud.
You might rephrase that on gummies.
Why don't you
tell
about gummies your gummies
as
first?
In like for immune support.
Right. Let's talk about what kind of gummies did you take? Actually, we're right next to Deviate8. These guys are friends of ours. We actually carry their stuff. We're going to be carrying their stuff on Full Swap Shop.
They have all kinds of things. They have games. They have glory holes. They have... But their main thing that they sell at Exotica is gummies.
Is gummies. And you took the wrong type of gummy.
Nope, I just won't ever do it again.
You took the wrong type of gummy.
No, I didn't. My body reacted stupid to what they gave
me. I thought there was two types that you took.
They said, what kind do you want? Do you want to be relaxed? I said, I want you to give me more, I don't care, let me talk to people so I'm not so shy.
Right.
Well, you need stevia.
Right.
Yes.
What did it do to Amanda?
What it did to Amanda was cause her to have anxiety enough to where I freaked the fuck out when everybody left to go do their own thing. When Cole was meeting Jenna Jameson, he was off with Leanne. Beth was off doing a shoot. And I'm just sitting there by myself, freaking the fuck out. I wanted to hide. And I'm just like, oh my God. And I was pissed.
Yes, she was.
I was pissed.
Yes, she was.
And Cole's like, what's the matter? I'm like, just leave me alone.
Yeah. Yep. That was absolutely.
So what we learned.
That was certainly enjoyable for all the rest of us.
We will never do that shit again.
Here's what we learned. You try these things in a non-conference setting before you try them the first time. And we learned you share with your husband that you're starting to feel anxious and agitated.
Yeah, agitated.
Before you actually have the, instead of keeping that little bit of information to yourself, and then until it manifests.
Well, I did tell you I was agitated.
No, you told me that. When I came back after you fucking lost your mind on me because you were abandoned in the booth. And I'm like, what are you fucking talking about? At which point in time,
I was by myself. I was abandoned.
And you're like, I am agitated. I'm going to go for a walk and try to clear my head. And I'm like, what in the flying fuck is going on? So for future reference, if you're going to do something like this for the first time and you start to have feelings like that, tell the person you're with before they manifest into a praying mantis ripping the head off of their husband after they fuck, so that they can go, oh, so when I say, we're going to go do this, whatever, I know to say, hey, we're going to go do that in a little bit, or hey, why don't you come along, or hey, whatever the case may be, so that we don't leave that situation. Just random things that I learned out of the scenario, needless to say, but...
Needless to say, it had the opposite effect.
It sure did. So that was interesting. But you still did really good once you fucking, I was like, you should try another gummy. And she's like, no.
No.
And I think that was a wise decision.
He's like, well, here, this one's, fresher. I'm like, no.
No. We're good. So that was him. So see, the key with these things is you always learn stuff. That's what's really important. It was cool having our own booth, and you did get. I mean, even when you're over here fucking in the fetal position, which you never were. I mean,
no, actually hid. I wanted to.
Right, right.
So that'd been so funny. If we would have come back, instead was make myself a drink.
If we'd have come back and I'd be like, oh, we wouldn't have been able to find you. You were like hiding under the table. That'd been hilarious.
So I literally got to pop out, drank the top off, poured some rum in it, stirred it up a little bit, and started just downing it.
Yep. And there we go. So, no, she wasn't shy. She was just pissed off and comfortable. So
I don't know if I would say I wasn't shy because anxiety kicked.
No, you were just angry. So you were.
No,
you were,
I wanted to hide.
Yeah, yeah.
But I still did.
But talk not to before people. You made sure to pitch me about it a couple of times. So
that's literally an ant.
Yeah, I know. They're biting me. That's what they're eating. Is. So the thing. Yeah. So it's all. But you powered through. So once you got through that. That was all good. And you did. You got to meet a lot of people.
It didn't last a ton of time.
No, it did. And you were having fun. You did have, it legitimately had fun and taking pictures. And you and Beth both taking pictures. And which, if you have pictures of Miss Amanda or Honeybee, go on their website. And you have Twitter, X. Go on their website, click the link, post it on Twitter, and share it. And tag whoever in it, because we like that. So we made that so you could do that for people.
Okay, so back up a smidge. We left
play.
Seriously? We left at 10 o'clock-ish at night.
Yes, on Thursday night. Yep, we left at 10 o'clock on Thursday night. That's right.
Drove all the way through.
Straight through, about 8 hours.
Got to the hotel at 7 o'clock in the morning.
It's like, oh, fuck.
And we're like, I don't think we're going to be able to check in.
And we weren't. The room, we had already pre-booked and pre-checked in, but they weren't going to let us in that room till like 1. And we're like, nope. So we switched floors, got a great room, and got checked in nice and early so we could all lay down and take a nap before I had to set up and stuff. Because you're in Chicago, and we had to pull it was nice. The setup was awesome because we were able to pull up onto the second floor of the convention center, in the convention center, unload our
Right by the stage.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And unload our stuff.
It was awesome. So we get everything set up, and it was cool because it is the first time we had a booth. So it was that's like a big deal. You know, it's just a different feeling when you have that, and that was really cool. So, you know, we were able to get the stuff set up and the show on Friday, it's ladies free, and it goes from 5 p.m. until 11 p.m. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you what, it was
like during dinner. Why were you
thumping?
Oh, it was busy as hell.
And it really, like at 8 o'clock, I mean, it was like you couldn't, you. I mean, there was a shit ton of people. And there's just such a unique vibe to Exotica, mm-hmm. right? I mean, it's so cool. And the neat thing is, yeah, she was there. That's right. Because we saw people we knew. Mm-hmm. We saw Leia. She was there.
Leah.
Oh, my God. Did I just go back and report it back? Sorry. Still tired.
Wow.
Good Lord. Yeah, we got to. Leah was there.
Well, right by our
awesome.
Section, we had our own DJ.
Yeah, we did. We had our own DJ.
And there were strippers right there. And there were times when a couple of strippers were putting on a big, big, big show, and it just was jam-packed.
Oh, yeah. It was super cool. There, and here's the thing, not everybody there's a shit ton of people that are not swingers, they're not adult, there's people that are just like curious.
There's curious, then you have the cosplayers there, you have all kinds of stuff.
It's just a badass vibe, mm-hmm. It really is. Now, you're tired, by the way, if you have a booth, and you're working at 11 o'clock, gets here, you're fucking like, wow, and that's when the after hour parties start. And disappointingly enough, because we were so exhausted from driving in all night and whatever, we didn't go do any of the after-hour parties. Because those will go till 2, 3 in the morning. And actually, a lot of the content creators are shooting. Mm-hmm. Either during the show, they're going to make content, or after the show, or whatever. So, and the parties, like we have a big group that we hang out with, mm-hmm. call them the family. And most of the family, a lot of the family the family didn't do anything Friday night because of, there was so much people trying to go shoot and just, it was whatever. And I'll tell you, Saturday gets there damn early.
Yeah, it
does. And even though the show didn't start till 1 on Saturday, it's still like,
you're still up early.
You're up and you're moving and you realize how fucking out of shape you are and whatever. But it's still day 2. It's so exciting because it's all new people walking through there and mm-hmm. it's a huge crowd again walking through there, you know? You're just sitting there going, holy shit. And And Saturday night by 10 o'clock, you're ready for 10 o'clock to get there.
We're like, wow, is it time to leave yet?
Yeah, I mean, it was whatever. We were all super worn out. I mean, but it was fun. And you're talking to these people, and it's so much fun to watch these people, guys and girls, come up, and they're so enamored, a lot of them. I mean, a lot of them, when they see somebody they like or see their favorite stars or see somebody, they get so enamored. The one gal was just like, she was looking, looked at your retraction, but looked at your big banner. Because you were kind of behind, you were kind of standing to the side.
And I saw her do a double take at it. And she looked over at me, and I'm like, come here.
Yeah, she said, oh, no. Like, come here. And when you ask her if she wanted her picture taken, and she's like, really? And it's like, yeah, because some of the girls charge for their pictures and stuff, mm-hmm. which I get it, but.
No, let's just take a picture.
And she was giddy. We should have taken a picture. We took a picture with her phone. I should have taken one with my phone, too. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, she had the biggest fucking
grin
in the world. And that is so fucking cool. And you saw that, you saw that Honeybee had that, Beth had that, you had that. We had that with our banner.
Banner alone got attention.
Because we had the big football finger in the middle, because we're proud of that. And I said, you watch, this is going to create a stir. And we had somebody that said, one of them told me, you got to go see the flip-off finger band, the big flip-off on the wall. So it was being talked about. I think we took, I think 9 or 10 people took one of their pictures, asked if they could get their picture taken mm-hmm. next to our logo.
One girl you went to go get.
One girl I went chase because this girl was hot, and I'm going to put her picture on.
You might have already because her bra had flip-off fingers.
Yeah, but I know I don't think I did, but I liked looking at it. She was hot as fuck. But she was walking by, and yeah, she had flip-off fingers on her swimsuit top. And so here I am chasing this couple down. I'm like, I get a hold of the guy. I'm like, hey, and he turns and goes, yeah. I'm like, would it be all right? Would you guys be okay if you'd come back and she could take a picture by our logo? And he's like, what? I said, our logo. I'll point over. He's like, oh, that'd be so fucking cool. And so the best part was she comes over. And so she peels. She had a jacket on also. Fucking peels her jacket off. So it's just her standing in her bra and stuff. And she goes over there, gets positioned. And without even turning, she turned. She totally did a Chasma stuff.
You go, okay, you ready? And she just went, yeah. She had
both fingers up, tongue out. It's like, fuck yeah, you're doing it Chasma style. That was fucking awesome. So that was so cool. And people had fun with it. But there's really something cool when there's a shit ton of vendors there. Mm-hmm. And when your booth is generating a buzz that people are like, oh, hey, we heard about this. We got to go check this out. That's fucking awesome. That in and of itself makes it worthwhile. And it makes the part of where we're going to be going to Miami with it and whatever, and just super exciting. So that's going to be fun. And we met a lot of people. Of course, we were promoting Crazy Winter Nights mm-hmm. on the national level. And we met a bunch of people that were from Kansas City. Mm-hmm. That are like, fuck yeah, they were excited. And a lot of people, for people in Chicago, it's not that long of a far of a trip for a national party. So we really got the word out. We got the word out with our smoke to vendors and just, it really, there's a definite buzz. And it will be exciting to see how that carries over into Miami and New Jersey. But New Jersey will be different because I'll be in my Santa suit.
Right.
With my dick out. But, well, maybe. Why do you roll your eyes with that?
I didn't roll eyes. I just looked at the camera.
I wasn't rolling eyes.
I'm working on the eye rolls.
I can put a piece of tape on my dick. I could actually officially go down in nothing more than my Santa hat. So if I really had guts, as I'm just now sitting there thinking about this. Oh, boy. What I should do, because none of the families pay listen to this, so I can say this now. What I should do is I should do the Santa, that thong thingy.
Yeah.
Right? So do up, my beard, my hair, and have the hat, and do the Santa thong with my Santa coat, so my Santa coat's open, because that'll be hot as fuck. That's... That's what I should do. Because, well, because I'm going to, the reason we're doing the Santa shoot is to shoot content, for me to get to shoot content. You ain't the only one that can make money with their fucking, shaking their money maker.
I was going to say with my what?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, that's what I should do. Boy, I wonder if I got that kind of courage. I would score some fucking points for sure with that.
You didn't see guys like half naked, except
yeah, the but they're dudes. Not fucking walking around in a Santa bundle up the whole time. A Santa that will kill me. I will die.
I don't know.
It will generate a buzz. That's what my retractable needs to be. It'll generate a buzz.
It could,
huh? Because we want to fuck a fat Santa. Just saying, that's me. I'm your guy. So yeah, I think that's maybe what we'll do. We're gonna work. Okay. I'm gonna need an edible. Hopefully not one of the irritated ones. Just saying. The next David S. one is the next one. The next Exotica is July. It's right in between. It's right after 4 days after her class reunion, and a week and a half before our crazy Vegas nights. That's kind of our long stretch. Just saying.
Yeah.
So that'll be pretty cool. So.
My class reunion's in June. You said July.
Yes. What I said was June. Yes. It's the week after your class reunion in June, and it's a week and it's 5 days before, a week and a half before our crazy Vegas nights in July. Look on the calendar. We'll come back on the 3rd, and we'll be back on the road on the following Monday. Just saying. Yeah, Leo, Jesus was there. In fact, Jesus started following you. We got pictures with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus started
following. He found me on Instagram. I didn't even give out my Instagram. How he found me, I don't really know.
It will generate a buzz. You might have written it down.
No.
And given it to him on the
Facebook. Oh, I could have.
Yeah, because we're getting people to follow and post pictures and stuff. So, yeah. But I don't know. That's thinking, yes, there was a night there. There was one. The night was collecting the stickers. Are you going to make it through the show?
Fuck off.
Okay.
Oh, you're not.
This is
going to
take
kidding.
Just a second, guys.
Oh, shut up. A week and a half of them.
What telling me to shut up? It hurts my feelings.
Wow.
I'm telling you to shut up.
Okay. So we were walking around the booth. Some of us together, some individually. It's whatever. It's when Leanne was walking with me.
Okay. Just check it.
Well, there was time I went with Leanne. There's time I went with, a couple times I went with Beth. And one time I went with you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So we're all over the place. So one booth, when Leanne was with me, uh-huh. We ran into a playmate. And she was talking to somebody. And she goes, yeah, but I'm from Nebraska. And I'm like, wait a minute. What?
Yeah.
Well, she lives in Omaha. I'm like, oh, okay. I was like, well, if you ever want to do anything, let me know.
And then
right across me, she goes, you need to go talk to the girl across there, the long blonde. She's from Bennington. I said, no shit.
Yeah,
she
there was goes, like, yeah. Old Nebraska corner. Yes, there was. They're saying, Alex, I understand there were some big cheerleaders there. Yes, there were. The cheerleaders. Yeah. Yep, there were big cheerleaders. Yep. And yes, Beth, John Wick was there.
okay, no, we have to tell it. Because Beth's sitting there and she goes, oh my God, I have to go get a picture
no,
with him.
No. Back up. We're going to tell the whole fucking
story.
Okay,
tell the whole story.
The whole story was right before then, we had a gentleman came into the booth, and he was a cross-dresser.
And, oh, the but, creeper guy.
But he...
Okay, pause. What he was wearing was old lady. And what I right. mean by old lady, it would be something that my grandmother probably wore.
And I think that maybe that was the look he was going and that, for.
Yes,
was,
that could have been.
Was
because it was this flower dress with a brown sweater. It was a blue flower uh-huh. dress with a brown sweater and the loafery shoes and a curly hair
gray
wig. It was. I think it was more blonde.
There was gray in it. Was,
and of course he had makeup on. But that wasn't the thing. He gets close to you. And you know when you're... grandmother had these dresses stored in her basement in a trunk, and when you pull it out, it doesn't smell like mothballs. It smells like the gross mold. That is what it smelled like.
It was a very grandma-y.
It was like
type.
I mean,
thing.
The whiff.
And he was enamored with Beth immediately. He went right for Beth. And he was very, he was respectful. We want to put it out there right now. Nice enough guy, totally respectful. Gave off a unique vibe, he sounded like a parrot to me because he kept repeating over, "We're pretty girls, pretty girls, pretty girls," and he kept repeating that. Whatever.
According to Beth, he gave off a serial killer vibe.
It was kind of one of those things. Now, mind you, too, this is like towards the very end of the night on Friday night, so we're also tired.
It was Friday.
It was Friday because after that was our next little experience with our little buddy that I got to help remove. Yeah. So it was just like, okay. Needless to say, and he got his picture. Oh, it was Saturday. Okay, it was Saturday. He got his picture. Awesome. And whatever. But he was just...
He wanted a picture with Beth.
It was a unique character all the way through. And we were laughing about it. It's like, okay, rock on. And then...
Beth was really disturbed by it. I'm going to have nightmares about this guy.
2 seconds later, the guy has been gone like less than a minute. This dude comes walking up, and I said to Beth, I'm like, wow, look over there. The dude looked like Keanu Reeves, looked like John Wick. Identical. Mm-hmm. Identical. Poor Beth, because I gave her so much shit about this. She's like, I really want a picture with him. I'm like, go ask him. She's like, and I said, go ask him. And she's like, I'm going to ask him. And she went over, and you got the picture, right? But I think Beth got the picture with him.
Yeah, she did. She's posted it.
But she took and pulled all the creeper moves that had just happened to her, and we were laughing about it. She was laughing, and now I'm the creeper. And she wasn't, but it was so funny.
She wasn't a creeper. She was just awkward.
She was, the dude looked.
She was fanboying.
She's over it, and Alex is right now. She's over here giggling, and she fangirled and big time, just like
can the I other get guy. A picture with you?
And it's just like, it was really funny. So, you know, it's one of those things. Everybody's a switch at Exotica. That's how that works. It was so much fun. So one of the things on Amanda's son, she has a big tape measure.
Yeah.
Right. And so Leanne, who's a friend of ours.
It's a ruler.
A ruler. And a friend of ours, she is the host of Hustler to Housewives. So, and she knows everybody. And she has zero fear to say anything.
No.
So she was, and she shared our booth with us. She had stuff in there. And when people would come up, she would grab that yardstick with every guy. If they were reading your sign,
she grabbed it and put it up to their crotch. She goes,
let's measure, and would put it right up to their dick and just. It was just when you got the music thumping and everybody's having fun. I mean, except for your slight fucking when you were abandoned. Other than that, everybody is having such a good time, and it was so cool. We ran into a couple other people from our page,
mm-hmm.
and a shout out to their little girl because they listen. So hello, who just turned one recently? I'm supposed to put that part in. So.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of remember. We ran into some people from other events that we've done and talked to. So it's really cool to see all these people and whatever. And of course, then when we saw Leia, who was there with family, who it's like, okay, that was the ultimate family trip right there. That was cool. They were having a blast. They left with a lot of shopping bags. Mm-hmm. I didn't ask to see what all got bought, but you know, they were both giggling. You could tell they had had fun. They'd been over in the VIP section. This one had a VIP section where they had booze at the show floor. just saying. So that's, you know, that's a win and a half over there too. But no, it was just fucking, it was fun and whatever. So then Sunday rolls around finally.
Well, no.
Oh, sorry.
You forgot the end of Saturday night.
No. There's lots of partying going on. It is what it is.
The whole booze part.
No, he was Friday night. That guy was Friday night. At the end of Friday night, this guy comes up, and it was like 5 minutes before it's time to close. And mind you, there are people walking around smoking blunts right in the, I mean, not enough scary, it was like whatever. So And he stops at the booth, and I'm sitting in one of the chairs at the back of the booth, and Beth and Amanda up front, and he was fucked up. He was train wrecked fucked up. And he's like, "Are you making major life changes?" And I remember thinking, oh, because you knew right then he was just fucking twisted. And he wouldn't.
He kept bending over, spitting as he was talking.
And getting closer and closer.
You stood up, and I kind of touched your hand and shoved you in front and moved to the back.
Yeah, so we all shifted position. I'm standing there going, he's like, "You're a protector, pretty much, dude. Have a great night.
Yep.
Move along." We finally got him parted on his way. Mm-hmm. Great. 5 minutes later.
He brings his wife by.
Can brings her back. And just wanted to hug on me and tell me what we became lifelong friends. And his
but then this guy was muscular.
This guy was ripped.
But he was short. And he grabbed a hold of Cole's arms and he goes, "Oh, what do you do?"
I'm just like, nothing. I'm like, nothing. I'm just old. He's showing me pictures of his garage. It's all weight room. And his wife. It's like, is he being a fool? I'm like, he's all right. He was just really, you know. But he'd wanted to come back just because he'd left with an empty feeling. And he didn't want me to have that empty feeling. Just wanted to make sure we were all good. So we bro hugged for the next 5 minutes. So it was time to get the fuck out of there. But it's just, even the thing is, you know, most of the time you get 50,000 people in one spot and there's shit like that. Something like that has the makings of disaster. This didn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, it didn't. That's why you have to go experience this shit. It was a ton of fun. So finally Sunday got here. And I'm telling you what, by Sunday, you're like,
it's fucking exhausted.
Fuck, you're tired. But it's the home stretch. There's that added burst of energy. And Sunday's way more laid back because obviously
there's not as much people that go through on Sunday.
Right. Shorter hours, 1 to 6. But
my gosh, there was a lot of dogs. Mm-hmm. a lot of people bring your dogs. Pet day or some shit.
And you know, all the performers, everybody is more, well, they're tired. They're late, you know, so there's just a laid back feel to it. And that actually went pretty quick. You know, those 5 hours, as tired as you are, actually went pretty quick. I think part of it is you know you're dreading, you know you got to tear your booth down. It's like, fuck. I mean, it was fun. Then it's kind of amazing how fast it's like, oh, it's over. I mean, it's not over totally, but I mean, you know, like we go out and do a family dinner then, you know, with our group and stuff, which was a lot of fun and insanity and shit that happens to that. That's a totally different podcast. I need written consent before I can release information on that. But it's just, you sit there and it's just amazing. And it's what, 8 hours home, 9 hours home, something like that, eight and a half hours. The cool thing is you have shit to talk about for 8 hours all the way home. You have so much stuff to talk about.
But the additional 20 minutes in a traffic jam.
20, 40.
In Chicago, and then rerouted completely off your track somewhere outside of Iowa.
Yeah.
It's just like, you've got to be kidding me.
But you have, and what was refreshing too is where this was Beth's first one.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, you know, it was our third one. So we're by no stretch, like, experts or, like, mm-hmm. you know. So we're still – it's kind of like when you first start swinging and you see people fucking around. You're like, what the fuck? You have that. But by the end of it, you're kind of immune to it a little bit, right? So – but we're still in that new stage. And it's – but it's cool talking, you know, listening about the things she had experienced and got to see and what she'd been a part of and her feelings and just – and it was new having the booth, so we had so much shit. You know, what you do, we'll do different. What we'll do different from Miami, what we'll do different from New Jersey. You know, you just, and you kind of plan it out in your brain, and it's just like, it's a lot like the first time you swing. Mm-hmm. It really is, because there's all this shit, and it's almost, you're tired, just like usually after the first time, you're tired. You've been on this adrenaline high. I mean, I don't think we've ate, like, real meals the whole time there type thing. You know,
family dinner.
A family dinner is almost the rest of the time.
Breakfast, because we went to the breakfast thing.
But it's just like, you know, it's kind of overwhelming, but it's so much fun. And it's such a, there's just nothing else like it. It's like, I would almost credit it to take being in New Orleans, you know, but almost dirtier. So in terms of like perverted more. what I mean. I mean, seriously, you're going to see, you know, all of a sudden there's one people had a stroller and this little fucking poofy dog all of a sudden starts barking, popped up. They're carrying the dog around in a stroller.
Oh, but there's one stroller and we're like, is that a kid?
Yeah.
I'm not sold it wasn't.
Yeah. I mean, it was just, Beth was super excited. She got to see her first GIMP live and in person. So, I mean, we saw there in the dungeon, they had like a wheel up. Like, think of like, you know, strap somebody to a wheel, like a torture wheel, and spin it and seeing the person on it being spinning. Shortly after, we saw the ambulance.
Wonder if they were throwing knives.
Yeah, I mean, but you.
Yeah, and then the ambulance, paramedics showed up. They came in with a stretcher, but they didn't leave with anybody on it. But then not that long after that, they were up with a wheelchair, so I don't.
There was a whole section that had, adult legacy stars. I mean, from the 80s and 90s and mm-hmm. and they're signing stuff and, you know, pictures from their
glory days
and whatever. And it's really cool when you're friends with a couple of them because they have insight to, you get to meet them differently than, you know, when Leanna's taking me around, you know, like Christy Canyon. And so I sitting there having a conversation with her because we're going to talk about stuff at the radio station. So, I mean, it's a totally different world and it's really fucking cool and it's fun. And you get to see, I mean, every type of porn, not every type, but pretty much every type of porn is represented. So you're seeing the BBWs, you're seeing the big booty girls, you're seeing, you know,
midgets.
You're seeing midgets. You're seeing.
There was a whole pile of midgets, and let me just say.
They didn't
say,
all pile up at one time, but you know what I'm saying?
No, you didn't see them all at the same time in the same area. But let me tell you, when you're walking around with someone that's terrified of them,
it's really funny.
You get shoved in front of them.
You.
I'm like, what's the matter with that? I don't know. They just, I just
like
can't.
It's like a clown thing. And it's like, okay.
I'm like, okay.
You didn't see any clowns.
Yes, there was.
Was there a
there
clown?
There was a girl. She had on like a short skirt with suspenders. And then, because Beth said, wait till she turns around. It's a clown. And she turned around and her face was done up like a clown.
Oh, well, fuck. I didn't see that. I missed that. Damn it. And
we were right across from the Exotica sign, and that was fun to watch everybody go and take pictures in front of it.
That was okay. So that was one of the coolest parts about our placement, because to people watch, you love that, but everybody was going to get. That's the tourist stop, so you get to see everything, and like some of the big groups would come over and get around the sign and take pictures and shit. It was fun, and seriously, if you've seen it on Pornhub, you'll see it there. And some of the studios are there. So, like, Tadpole was there, and he always has gang. He has the world record for largest gangbang, I believe. And, you know, he's got a booth there, and some of the girls are in that
booth.
There's,
like, four producers I saw.
Yeah, I mean, they're
there. I don't remember who they – four or five. I can't remember all of their names.
It's cool. There's a pickle vendor.
Yes, there is a pickle vendor. They were in New Jersey. They weren't in Miami.
No, but they were in New Jersey. It was a laid-back fun show.
They didn't have any candy or popcorn like they had in New Jersey. Mm-hmm.
They didn't.
That just dawned on me.
You start looking for
You walk around, there's jewelry, there's toys, there's the upside-down creations. They were at KWM. 3 years?
No, they
2 years.
They've been the last 2 years.
We saw them in New Jersey, and then they were here.
The pickles were amazing.
I'm like, what other booths did we see?
Which that's one of the coolest things is when you run into people that are vending there that have been to your event.
Yeah,
and you're talking to them about how they're coming to your event again.
Yeah, that was the kinky shop.
Lingerie and clothing. Well, because the plan was they're coming back to ours and you know, again, it's just, you know, and
the lifestyle game or game lifestyle or whatever.
Game of lifestyle. And again, also Alicia came out with us she was working our vendors for us and talking to vendors. So she was running all over. So she helped in the booth and went and did work vendors for
OnlyFans didn't have a booth out there, but Chatterbait had a big booth. Like, Lord, we're talking a whole big giant section with all their cam girls around it and guys.
Right. Both.
And then loyal fans, they're the ones that pay the older entertainment.
Loyal fans is who brought Jenna Jameson in.
And Stormy Daniels.
And Stormy Daniels, yeah. And here's the other coolest thing. There are things that we saw out here that, as we talked about on the way through, we're going to implement into our own event as soon as this year. It's coming up quickly as this coming KWN. So it's badass. It was just a lot of fun. And so now we're back. We're alive today-ish.
I've done some sleeping and, well, my shoulders hurt. Don't know why. My back is killing me from standing in heels.
I work today, but then that's the way I am. I'm just that guy. I'm busy promoting. I was getting promotional material out for my two girls.
We unpacked everything last night, or majority of everything, and today I tackled the clothes and trying to put all that crap away.
Yeah, it's been, but to get ready for the next trip, but that's the thing. So it needs to be on your bucket list. That's one thing. It needs to be on your bucket list. So real quick, because it's about time to wrap stuff up. And a lot of people, you may listen to the show, nothing to do with swinging. It actually does. Because if you want to talk about something fun to do.
We met a couple. We asked them if there was two couples. And the girls had the exact same dress on.
Uh-huh.
And I went up to them and I said, are y'all swingers? And they laughed because they showed one girl's earrings and her upside down pineapples. Well, it was covered by her hair. I couldn't see it. And they go, actually, in fact, we're very new. We're just starting off. And so is this couple, and we came out here as a date.
And that's the thing. If you want to do a swinger activity, something different than going to the bar, something different than typical whatever, and maybe there's not an exotic, but maybe there's something like it, and check in your neighbor, in your neck of the woods, some sort of event, what a fun, safe place to be. I mean, because you're going to walk around. If you walked around with another couple that you really didn't know and you're just going to know each other.
You can walk around whatever the hell you want to wear, except you have to have your nipples covered.
Well, but you there's a lot of things to laugh and have fun with, and you're going to see, and it would be a great time. And what a great idea for something to do that's totally different. Mm-hmm. You know, and even as just a couple, if you want, look in your area. There's all the time there's kind of this kind of stuff going on. It may not always be as, you know, there is exotica billboards all over Chicago. Like there will be in Miami and New Jersey. But it's not just that. There's little ones like that. And go see these things. You're going to see stuff maybe you hadn't thought of or were wondering about or curious or meet people. Go experience this kind of stuff because it's fun. It's something totally different, something new. It's a lot of work, but we've already got our booths bought for the next two shows. So that's how much of a great time it really is. And so make it a priority at some point in time. If you want to go something, go to one of the exoticas or something like that. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to necessarily be exotica, but something like it. So that's a blast to actually do that. And so real quick, though, before we go, also, and speaking of vendor fairs and everything else, Crazy Winter Nights, I'm going to keep pushing it because, holy shit, now that watching the response from people as far away, there are people at this show from Cincinnati, there are people on the show from East Coast, West Coast, and listening to their response about Crazy Winter Nights, because we had more than one person come go, oh, we've heard about Crazy Winter Nights. So that's yours. The national buzz is there. We've always had national people there, but the buzz is out there. Don't miss this opportunity. Kansas City is going to be fun. The host hotel is going to fill. It's filling. It's filling quickly as we speak. And the spillover hotels are going to be cool, but it's not the same as staying at the main hotel. So you want to get that your tickets and get on there. And we had a business meeting on the way there. On the way there. So the theme for Friday night, of course, Saturday's a black tie optional gala event, and Friday night the theme for Crazy Winter Nights is the black and white party. Mm-hmm. So there you go. So stuff going on. But make sure you go to crazykazba.com, K-R-A-Z-Y-K-A-S-B-H.com, and get your tickets for Crazy Winter Nights or any of our events that are coming up. We certainly love to have you. I think it's time to end the show. Before I have to carry her out. So with all that being said, hope you enjoyed the show. We certainly did. Another shout out to our sponsors, MotorBunny.com. Smoking Meats, BBQTreats.com, and ASN Lifestyle Magazine.com. Don't forget to go to ASN Lifestyle Magazine Awards.com. Vote. You vote for Crazy Winter Nights for Best Expo, Convention, Trade Show, as well as Adult Takeover. For Fun Podcast, don't vote for ours. Vote for the Fun Pineapples. For New Business.
We're not listed.
New Business, The Juicy Debauchery, and there's others. So there it is. I can't remember everything right now. I'm tired. Anyways, with all that being said, kids, we're going to let you go. You know, the only way we know how, the only way we want to, the only way we ever fucking will, Kazma style, out.
Bye.